This is The Status Bro.
You take a mortal man.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to The Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190, also streaming on iHeart.com and the iHeartRadio app. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling. Joined, as always, by Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Hey, how's it going?
Andrew.
How's it going, Brinaldo?
Hold on. Producer Brett is here. Hey, go ahead and talk, man.
Howdy.
All right, that's enough. I'm not in the mood to do this show tonight, man. I'm not feeling good. I'm usually in a much better mood. I feel like I almost died this week. Half the content I wanted to have that I had ready, I can't find now. I don't know what your stories are. I'm kind of flying by the seat of my pants here.
I feel great.
You're excited about that?
Yeah.
That sounds good to you.
Well,
I'm really annoyed that Andrew didn't listen to the whole promo.
Yeah, our new promo.
We had to ask him to listen to the promo, basically.
Oh, no, we didn't ask him. It was subtle.
And after listening to it, I wish I hadn't, so.
Why?
Because of all the moments of the show you could have taken, you chose the insult that you directed to me.
You're going
to
deny that that was a funny insult?
A history of weak radio runs in your family?
I thought it was pretty funny.
I liked it.
Okay.
Not to mention I had to pick something current.
Well, shocking that Zach the Yes Man Lewis liked it.
Shocking that last week Andrew Edgren didn't say anything on the show and I had to pull a clip that was funny. And if you're not going to contribute on the air willingly, I'm going to have to pull something out of you myself. And that was the best. If you can't be a benefit that way, then you're going to be a benefit of me making fun of you.
I didn't know that we had only done one show.
Look, we've done
lots. What is he talking about?
Look, we've done lots of shows. That doesn't make a difference. We wanted something that included all of us, okay?
Something that's recent.
Yeah.
It has to be recent.
Something from a good episode. We felt last week was a good one.
I thought last week was a great episode.
Me too.
Did you listen to it on the air?
Of course.
The rebroadcast? Never mind. Brett, did you listen?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Brett listened.
I did. I even turned people on to it.
Oh, well, thank you, Brett. I appreciate that. Andrew's insolence is deafening in the room right now.
Biting is what it is. It's okay.
He's not going to fight back with me, though. I know he's not. He's just going to sit there and stare at me. You won't do it anymore. You can't get him riled up.
Yep.
Nerves of steel.
Yeah.
Thick skin.
Mm-hmm. His usefulness grows and grows. Zach, you got some stories for me?
I do.
Well, I mean, let's follow this to the bitter end, man. What do you want from me?
I wanted you to at least try. You don't even listen to the promo. You don't ever listen to the show.
Kevin, let me give
you
an example.
You're a member of the show.
I came in here, and this was not even 10 minutes ago. I moved the chair, and I accidentally jostled the side of this cabinet here. A drawer falls open, and your reaction is, whoa! Whoa! I can't believe that happened.
I would have done that to any of y'all.
It's true.
I don't think so.
Yes.
I don't see you treating Zach like that. I don't see you addressing our producer like that. Well, it seems like all of this aggression, for whatever reason,
can you dial that back to how that relates to the show? Over the last couple of months, he's been on the show. There was a time where he actually tried, and it's just gotten worse and worse and worse. And not only has it become annoying on the air, it's become disrespectful in a lot of sense, because there's absolutely a complete lack of any kind of respect for the craft. And that bothers me. It hurts my feelings in a lot of ways. We work very hard. And then I'm not asking him to work that hard. But when we ask him to listen to the promo, and then I send him a promo, he didn't even listen to it, and then he listens to it here, and then he turns it off, and then, I don't know, it's obnoxious.
Well, Kevin, let's have this come to Jesus moment. When you sent that to me, was it because it's like, oh, hey, listen to this cool promo I got, or was it because you were hoping I would listen to it and get upset?
Let me bring everybody's mic up. Is there anyone in the room that did not receive that promo from me via text? Zach, Brent.
No, I got it.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I sent it to
it.
Everyone on the show.
But in my particular case, were you not hoping I was going to listen to that and, you know, have an adverse reaction to it, be pissed off at you?
No, I honestly thought you might be a little bit happy.
That I got insulted in a promo that you're planning to use to promote the show.
You provided some entertainment. You provided some quality to the program that you haven't in a very long time.
It's true.
I think you'd feel good about that.
You were part of the joke.
People will hear that and laugh at it.
Kevin, let's just follow it to the bitter end. Do you want me gone?
I want to know what you want.
I don't really want to do it that bad anymore, particularly after something like that.
All right, well, then that's understandable.
Okay.
But, you know, I wish you would have done it, you know, you maybe have talked to me about it at some point, instead of doing this passive-aggressive where you sit there and don't contribute and then, you know, drag down my show kind of
way. I was actually in a pretty good mood when I came in here, and now I'm not, man, so congratulations. I mean, I think you got what you wanted. Now we're arguing, so...
I'm supposed to put you in a good mood before the show?
I didn't say that. I said I was in a good mood just because of my life, because the stuff that I had going on, and I came in, the first thing I do is listen to this promo and...
Come on, the promo is funny.
Now I feel like one of my friends kind of backhanded me.
I kind of did. I wanted to draw a little attention to the fact that you're,
I think you and I talked about this before. We don't really hang out outside the show anymore. This is our relationship here in this room. And yeah. I'm not sure why that is.
Well,
but...
okay. You know, I've brought it up before that I would like to hang out outside of the show, but my weekends are unbelievably busy, and you're unwilling to hang out on the weeknight, so I don't know when we would ever do this.
Well, yeah, I mean, maybe we've just come to an impasse. Dude.
If
maybe
you've got a problem with me, then don't take it out on the show.
I'm not trying to do that. Sometimes I just, you know, maybe I'm just not cut out for radio. Maybe I don't have great content all the time, and if I don't, I feel like maybe it's better if I just keep my mouth shut. I mean, would you not agree? Would it be better if I'm interrupting you guys to interject some stupid thought that I've got every time?
Did I ever try to strike you down for over-contributing?
I would say saying something like a history of bad radio runs in your family is maybe not an explicit declaration of that, but it's
you
a way
left
to try.
Me in no position but to make a joke in that circumstance. I had to revive that particular train of thought.
I don't even remember
or dialogue,
in the first
rather.
Place. Look, yeah, anyway. Okay, it was not a great joke. I think I even said last week, yeah, I'm kind of sucking it up, and I'm sorry about that.
Okay, but look, so, I hear a lot of promos on the station that we're on that sound terrible, that don't have a laugh in them, that don't have any kind of discernible humor in them, and I thought that promo actually had a little bit of us talking, maybe not you, Brett, but, you know, you're a new guy, but a little bit of us all talking and dialogue and ended with a punchline joke, and I thought it was a well-produced promo. I thought it was funny.
I think a heads up would have been appropriate, or at least a, hey, do you feel okay about this?
It hasn't aired or anything yet.
Well, I feel like maybe approaching me, like showing me that amount of respect might have changed the whole tenor of this conversation. But here you are talking about me not respecting you.
It's not
so
just
maybe
me.
It's
kind
it's of
all
a give
us.
And take.
It's
Kevin,
all of
know?
Us. I think that okay, maybe I was this today has been a blatant display of disrespect. Yeah, that was intentional. But that's because I think it's come to a head and I get very flustered before the show and I put in a lot of work each and every single day. And
Kevin, I must have asked you a dozen times, what do you want me to do for the show?
You can listen to a segment of our show from last week. There's 8 solid minutes where you say not a single word.
Like I said, last week was not a great week for me. Would it have made it?
You haven't done that in weeks,
Kevin,
man.
Would it have made it a better show? Like I said, if every stupid thought I had, I was like, I'm going to put this out there, regardless of whether it's amusing
or not. No, not every stupid thought you have. I think you have you're feigning ignorance right now. You have a filter. You do. You know what's good content, what's bad content.
You've been on the air for 64 yeah. episodes.
And I feel I'll be honest, the number of good shows that I've had, and this has got nothing to do
obtuse,
with
you
guys.
Are.
Oh, am I being obtuse?
Yeah,
now?
You are.
Anyways, no, I don't feel like I'm a great radio personality. I think I must have offered you my resignation another time, so you keep on telling me keep on coming back. So that's what I'm trying to do, man. But I'm also not trying to ruin your show by just spewing nonsense all over it.
Yeah, but we never had a problem with that. We never said you're talking too much or shut up, that you're a bad personality or that we want you to resign. You had a time where you were doing a good job and all we wanted you to do was keep doing it.
Maybe I'm just off my game right now. I don't know what to say, guys. I'm sorry. Sometimes Zach says something and I think, wow, that was really stupid. But if I say anything about that, I know Kevin's going to come back at me. Because you two have each other's backs. I'm cut out of your little club, man.
I'll admit right now, I do a ton of passive-aggressive stuff off the air. And then I let it fester and it comes to a boil on the air and I do something like this. Where smoke's coming out of my ears and I'm just super upset about it. And Zach does the same thing, except he's not as verbose about it once we turn the mics on.
No, I'm pretty chill.
Yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, everything I say is funny, Andrew. Don't be ridiculous.
But I see you get fired up off the air, but you never do on the radio.
Right, versus you, where you get fired up on the air, but you're pretty chill.
In fact, a lot of the things about Andrew, you notice more than I do.
Well, yeah, that is
true. Message me and be like, dude, it's been 8 minutes since you said anything.
8 minutes?
Zach, you've got my phone number. Why don't you text me? This might be amusing. This might create good content for the air.
Yeah.
Is this good now?
Yeah.
All right.
I'd say it's probably better than whatever stupid first segment we were going to do.
Thank you,
no
Brett.
Offense, Zach.
Well, offense
I'm sure
taken.
Now we go to Zach Ooh. With the quality yeah. news.
Yeah. I was, no
wow.
offense.
I hope we have a story about a dude having sex with a weird object or getting killed in an unusual way. You know, fascinating stuff.
Hey, you remember when you used to do the news?
Yeah, well, I wasn't great at it either, but at least I acknowledge that.
Yeah, do you know why you don't do it anymore?
Why is that?
Because you were really bad.
Am I like denying this or something? And are you saying that you're better? Are
you
bringing you,
Zach.
Something
thank
to the table?
Thank you for
table
finally getting
not?
A little bit hot right as I have to take a break.
Yeah, well.
Anyway, as soon as we come back, we still have stories with Zach, as well as virginity nightmares I did not cover last week that I'd love to jump into, and some embarrassing things to do. You know what? It doesn't even matter. Who cares? We'll be back in a couple of minutes on the Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190.
Listening to The Status Bro, right here on Talk Radio 1190. Real guys, real conversation. This is The Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190. I see trouble.
And we're back from the Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190, also streaming on iHeart.com and the iHeartRadio app. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, with Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Hey.
Our producer, Brett, sitting in the captain's chair over here.
Howdy.
You might be wondering where our other co-host went. Looks like there's a little bit of a falling out amongst the bros. And it seems that his tenure on the show is now over.
Yeah.
But, you know, things don't always work out. Sometimes people part ways. What are you going to do?
I don't feel bad about it.
I think his interest and participation in the show had become virtually nil. During the break, we got very heated about it, and I guess it ultimately came down to me saying, get out of our studio. I think they think I'm done with it.
I like to think we drew a line in the sand.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Andrew very clearly decided that he did not want to be a part of this.
He didn't want to come with us. He didn't. He was done with the journey.
Yeah.
This is where it ends for Andrew.
Yep.
You know, and that's his decision.
He had a good run.
Yeah, he had a good run.
Yeah.
Anyway, we still got a show to do. Let's talk about worst things about worst virginity nightmares.
Virginity nightmares.
Let's get back into it.
Nightmares when you lose your virginity?
Basically, these are mistakes that people made when losing their virginity that they look back on and said, man, I wish I didn't do that.
Man, I hope none of these apply to me.
We're all going to have to talk about this.
Oh, well, I'm sure.
I'm sure we've talked about losing our virginities on the show before, but we'll have to talk about Brett's. Brett, our producer, is he's a gay man, but I know that before he discovered and embraced his current, you know, your whatever you want to call it, you did sleep with a woman.
I did.
And did you sleep with a woman before you ever with a dude?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I want to know. But which do you consider losing your virginity?
To the guy. Absolutely.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Even though...
Good
right,
answer.
Well, that took the wind right out of my sails. Yeah, that's not
no,
right.
I think
well,
that's good.
That's just not what I thought he would say, but that's, I guess technically it makes sense.
It's good for conversation.
It didn't last very long. Like the first... My experience with the woman didn't last very long.
Well, yeah.
That's pretty much typical.
And it wasn't,
I would think that was a sign that maybe you're not gay. Yeah.
It wasn't... No, it was the bad kind of not lasting very long.
Okay. I understand.
Yeah. And it was did just awkward.
Did you wear a bag?
Yeah.
All right, before I get to the virginity nightmares, let's dive into Brett's psyche a little bit here. Figure out what's going on here. So how did that happen? How old were you?
I was, 16.
Okay.
Yeah. And it was after it was really stereotypical. It was like after a school dance or whatever. And...
Was it prom?
No.
Oh, wait, no, 16 is a little young for prom.
It wasn't...
Homecoming, maybe.
It was some
Yeah.
Off the wall, and we went over to her parents' house, and it was me and this, me and my girlfriend, and my friend and his girlfriend.
Okay.
And we went upstairs to, and it was kind of like this loft situation where, like, we were all in the same room, but me and my girlfriend were upstairs, and they were downstairs, so we could still hear, like, you know, we were kind of still in the same room.
Was your girlfriend what we would consider hot?
No. Well, no.
Does she have a nice body?
Yeah.
All right.
That's yeah. She answer. No. That, she wasn't that, a fat
that
chick
goes,
or anything.
Okay. Well, that goes pretty far for me.
Yeah. Okay.
Personally.
Yeah.
All right. Continue. No. Continue.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And so it just started with the, digits.
Remember. Yeah. Okay. That's fine. Remember that we are on. You know.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
So digits, and then progressed from there, and then it was apparent that you know I was not.
I understand. You were not
So that's why I don't
aroused.
That's why I don't consider it my, you know, losing my virginity, right?
Sure.
You don't want to think of that as your...
What do you mean? You were like half-mast, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was lots of self-motivation going on, like,
gotcha.
You know, trying to coach myself up through the whole thing. And she could kind of tell. I felt horrible for her. The poor girl.
Yeah, that does probably suck for her a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, well, what are you going to do?
Yeah, no, but... What, you know, she and I dated for like 6 months. Like, it wasn't just like a one-off. Like,
so you kept dating after that happened?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you ever, you never had a repeat occurrence?
We tried it like one other time. Like, she was totally cool with just not being physical because I made something up about,
Were there ever times where she did something that did, in fact, bring you all the way home?
Yeah, using, you know...
Are we talking about like a knuckle shuffle?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Oh, yeah. You can just lean your head back on the cushion and then...
Oh, okay. Now
eyes.
I see what you... All right. That's a
yeah,
good...
Yeah, yeah. Am I getting too graphic?
Zach's staring at me like, maybe we're crossing the line here. I don't know.
Knuckle shuffle?
I don't think that's a violation.
No, I think
absolutely
it's okay.
not.
I think that's on the level.
Yeah, I was going to say Cabeza.
He was talking about, yeah, he was talking about something of the oral persuasion.
Gotcha.
Which is all right.
I didn't pick
it. Did you ever do that to her?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes, yeah. And I was actually...
She gave you a good endorsement in that area?
Yeah.
Nice.
Was one of the times she was, you know, pleased. She was like, okay, well, maybe he's really into this. But that was, you know, you can do things.
Sure.
Know, yeah. You have full control over your tongue. You don't have full control over other parts. You
right.
Know
now, I mean? No, I totally understand. I want to get back to my list here. But before I do, I just want to know real quick, how did things end with this woman? Did you eventually come, like, you realized what was going on and you just told her, like,
I literally
I'm not into
was, like, walking, like, school ended and we were walking past the cafeteria. I pulled her into the cafeteria and was like, look, this has to stop.
But did you tell her why?
No, absolutely
okay,
not.
Okay, that's what I wanted to
I didn't
know.
Come out until I was 22.
Oh, all right. So that, oh my God, that was
yeah,
like,
I was, and everyone,
7 years later.
Yeah, and, like, I was up at OU with a bunch of guys who already knew, but were, like, just playing along with me. And so... I wasn't comfortable coming out until 22. So
I gotcha.
I like
different strokes for different folks, as they say. Zach, when did you lose your virginity? I know I've asked you this before, but it's been so long. We haven't talked about this in forever.
I think I was 16.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, you suck.
Yeah, I beat you to the punch.
Yeah, you both did.
Yeah, I remember that was a point of pride for you until
it
I was 16.
It bummed me out like, a little bit. Like, man.
Yeah. Nope, 16.
All right, well, here's my list of biggest mistakes people make when losing their virginity. Tell me if you guys have ever done any of these.
All right.
Okay, this first one is really stupid. Nobody would ever do this. I put the condom on my fingers instead of my crank. Nobody's ever done that. That doesn't make any sense.
That doesn't make any sense.
Why would you put a condom? Yeah, no, that's stupid.
That's creepy.
Unless you're trying to put it on backwards on accident.
This one I could see where it could happen. Not saying that I did it, but I never thought to take my boxers off. I just used the hole in the front.
Did you do that?
No, but it makes sense to me.
I didn't do that at all.
Neither did I, but it's less far-fetched is all I'm saying.
That one just...
Then putting a hat on your fingers.
That really genuinely...
Why would anybody ever do that?
Okay, no, that's the same. That's in the same vein as the first one. If you kept your boxers on, you really didn't get it.
That's true.
How did you think it all worked?
You're a douche.
Yeah.
If you know how it works when you get laid, you know that you get naked.
Yeah.
I would think your first time, if you're going to make a mistake on that line, you strip everything off. Like, you got all the way
exactly.
down to bare bones.
How would she not know? With a thing, you know, the thing over the finger, like,
I don't know.
Who knows?
Like,
I'll admit, I mean, there's times still to this day, like, I'll pull the move or, like, I'll still leave my pants on, but you pull them down just for, like, a quick kind of thing.
Well, that's a conscious decision.
True.
You're aware of what you're doing. This is somebody who has no context, and yet they just decide, oh, I'm just going to leave my underwear on. That's a good idea.
Yeah, why would you ever think that was a good idea?
No, you strip straight down. That's what you do.
I mean, anyone, even as a kid, if somebody told you, like, what, you know, what sex is, they'd say, oh, it's when you're with a woman and you get naked. And
yeah.
Naked is essential.
Every movie ever has, both people are naked.
Yeah, both, yeah, it's a
everything.
Good point.
I've never, no, nope.
This one I could see where someone might do. Number three, I put it in the, you know, the proper spot.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of your, you know.
Sure.
And then left it there and asked, so is this sex after about 10 seconds? I could see where some extreme dork would make this mistake. Same with the underwear thing.
I feel like all of these are extreme dorks.
Yeah, these are pretty bad.
These bunch of squares. You ever did that?
Oh, okay. No. I've never done that. This one, yes. This one I probably can say I have done. I don't know that it's in the same fashion, but let me explain. Number six, I refused to get on top because I was scared I wouldn't be able to find where to place your member.
Okay, no, I never had that problem.
See, but when... you know, I was in high school and this stuff was all new to me. When this did happen, I did not rely on my own navigation. I relied on the fact that I would get on top and then she would steer the ship.
Oh, well, that helps.
Yes. Did you not have that same treatment?
I suppose I did.
What, just let you go in blind and be like, good luck?
No, she helped.
All right. See, then that's different.
Yeah. But see, I was afraid to get on top for a different reason.
All right.
And I know this is probably not something either you guys are concerned with, but I was afraid, what if I didn't have the upper body strength? What if I couldn't hold myself up?
You never practiced or something like that? You never, like, did some push-ups when you're at home just to test it out?
Do you do push-ups when you're home?
I don't do push-ups ever.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't work out ever.
Yeah, I didn't do that. I was never a push-up guy. I don't go to the gym.
No, me either. I'm probably in terrible shape. You know, what are we going to do?
I definitely had root guidance for...
Nice.
Yeah, like, you need... That
route guidance, like GPS.
Whoa. Route guidance, are you talking about in relation to female encounters or male encounters?
Male encounters.
But why would you need it with male encounters?
Because, like, well, you know, it was.
It seems easier to look and see where you're going with the mailing counter. I mean, but of course, I'm coming from an area with no.
That's a good point.
Frame
to
of
make.
Reference.
Yeah, that's a good point to make. But
plus, we all know guys know where our is.
Okay, I think I can explain this.
Not
one.
Everybody knows where a girl's is.
Right, but when the,
we're talking about the first time though.
Yeah, when you get like, route guidance, it's a symbol of acceptance by the other person. They're like, okay, this is good.
It
let's
can actually
do
be,
this. Yeah,
you know, kind of.
That's what it is. But the first time, it's important because also you really don't know what you're doing.
It's true. It's kind of like how I've always said this. No guy ever is taught or is shown or is instructed on how to put on a condom. It's the same way that a lion, when it's born, it ages and instinctively knows to attack a gazelle.
Yep.
That's how it is with condoms. You just know how to do it. I can't explain how I do. You just know how to do it.
Unless you put it on your fingers.
Now, knowing where the bee is blindly, that's just not something in your instinct. No guy ever just magically knew exactly where to go.
Nope.
Right out of the gate.
Yeah. Even if you have sex education and all that they give you, it still doesn't help. A big part of that is you're under pressure. It's like on a game show when somebody answers a question wrong, you think, you idiot, how did you get that wrong? It's the pressure. That's what did you in.
That's exactly correct.
Yeah. You weren't ready for it. You didn't know that was going to happen. Your heart's beating fast. Things are moving quickly.
I got a question, though. A lot of times people have said when you're in a situation where you're nervous about something, say you question the cleanliness or of someone or whatnot, that you double bag it. Have you ever worn more than one condom?
No.
I never have done that either.
Yeah.
Usually that's the time to start questioning
your decisions. Your decisions as a person. Yeah. Like,
if you're at a point where you're like, should I have two on?
Yeah.
You instinctively know how to put on a condom. You don't instinctively know how to put two on. Yeah. Once you tore that second wrapper off, you'd be like, now what?
Yeah.
How is this going to work?
Where do I go with that? Well, I think we all know
just
where
do
it's
do it the
going,
same way? I don't know.
I suppose so. I always heard you shouldn't do that.
I heard that as well.
Yeah, it'll tear the
I
latex.
Heard that the friction will mess everything up. Yeah. It will cause other problems.
That'll make it worse than just having one.
Yeah.
Which doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, but I'll get behind the science.
Well, I think it's just about time for a break. But when we get back, I have some other stuff to get to. I have 10 really fun things to do while naked that are not sex that you probably know about but haven't ever considered. I also have 8 embarrassing things about your own body that you may not know. We'll be right back from this break on the Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190.
Oh, man, you want a beer? Oh, man, hell, bro, this is the best, man. I'm so
the Status Bro, guy-centric radio, right here on Talk Radio 1190. Boys will be boys. This is The Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190 AM.
And we're back on The Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190, also streaming on iHeart.com and the iHeartRadio app. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, with Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Hey.
Our producer, Brett.
Ew.
Filling in for the cast member formerly known as Andrew. Now, I have a couple things I want to start on, but before I do, Zach had a story I was interested in that we talked about during the break, and I want to hear a little bit more about. But make it quick, man. I got a lot of stuff still I want to get to. That 8 embarrassing things about your body that I had or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, I scrapped it. It sucks. I have another one that's better, though. So, go ahead.
All right, cool. A new study reveals how much time a woman takes to decide when to bang a new guy.
All right.
I know, this is
from my experience, it can be pretty fast.
All right. Yeah, you're usually pretty successful.
Hey, my mom listens, man. Come on.
What are you scoreboarding us?
What are you scoreboarding for me?
Yeah, a little bit of a player.
All right, continue.
All right, a latest study revealed by a UK toy firm, adult toy firm, I suppose, reveals that an average woman waits either 3 weeks or until the 5th date with a new man for
her. Dude, I never took a chick out on 5 dates before I banged her. That is obscene.
Maybe you waited till the 3 week.
That
mark.
Is preposterous.
So you're telling me a chick from when you met her, you cleared the time 3 weeks.
Well, I mean, the week doesn't necessarily determine the number of dates.
No, it's whichever one comes first. 3 weeks or 5 days.
Yeah, I've courted a woman for 3 weeks before banging her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. Well, good for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That was the girl I actually dated for 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. And well, she's the only one.
That one was, it was a long time, I suppose.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes things work out, but obviously sometimes they don't.
Built to last.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2 to 3 weeks before taking things up close. They did a study of 2,225 people, a little questionnaire.
Yeah, well, where'd this 5 dates thing come from?
Well, that's the thing in the questionnaire.
It's either 5 dates or 3 weeks?
On average.
All right.
Yeah, sometimes it's 4, sometimes it's 6. Who knows?
I see.
Yeah. Some women may have said never. I don't know. You know how studies work.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I get it.
I didn't go to study school.
Yeah, me either. Continue. Come on.
Study also claimed that women wait until their fourth month before confessing love towards their partner. But they found that dudes typically will do this sooner, which is weird. I always thought it was backwards. Dudes typically do it later.
No, I hate to admit that I think that's legit.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
I think that waiting for the guy is the more common situation.
It definitely hasn't worked that way for me.
But you only have one.
Yeah, that's true. And I have a deep, deep fear of commitment.
But in that situation, you got dropped with it first?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, it took me a long time to get on board with that.
Oh, I've said it first way more times.
Yeah.
For sure. I'll admit.
Good for you.
Not proud of it.
Hard on your sleeve.
Is that it for this study, or is there more?
That's about it.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I made a tweet the other day. I don't know if y'all saw it about my you know how I hate peeing in urinals?
Yeah.
I used to hate being in urinals because I thought there was a lot of splash bag.
I hate it because it feels too public.
I'm starting to think that the toilet has more splash bag.
Stop.
You hate that it's too public for people to see you pee?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I have public pee.
You are shy.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I prefer the... Okay, there's...
Obviously, I'm not going to take a dump right on in the open, but pee?
There's a story to this, all right?
No one in a urinal is looking at your junk, dude.
All right, I'm in seventh grade.
All right.
Okay.
Yep, okay. Please explain the origin.
It's right before school... Well, it's right as school lets out. I'm waiting to get on the bus, and I find I have to go use the facility. So I swing into the bathroom, I pee just like normal. No problems before now.
Okay.
At all. Totally fine. Right at the end, I shake off, no problems. And then something distracts me. There's some kind of loud noise, a firework or something. I don't even remember what. It's not what's important. And I zip up, don't worry about it. And then I turn and realize that I didn't shake off quite as well as I should have. And there was a spot. Now, this was sizable.
I feel like laughing has to be involved in the story at some point.
No.
No?
No. Sizable. I couldn't hide this. This was a lot. I made a mistake.
I know a term for that, but I don't think I can say it on the radio.
You probably can't. So, logically, I do what anybody thinks to do. I immediately panic. I'm in seventh grade. I can't get out of this. So what do I got?
Hand dryer.
No, I couldn't. It didn't work. I had to get on the bus. I had no time. It's not like it was between classes.
It can't have been that big of a spot.
It was big. Yeah. It was bad.
What are we talking about? Like a half dollar?
Like the palm of your hand.
Yeah. That is pretty bad.
Bad. Now, I've never had problems with incontinence before, ever.
How did it create such a big spot?
I don't know. I've never figured this one out. I never got to the bottom of this.
I think a little tail end of some residual, a little more pee got out than you realize.
Okay, well, that probably is what happened.
Yeah, just because you're a young man.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, so I can't get out of this. So the first thing I do, you know, I try to cover it up, hand dryer, no dice. So then I blame it on the drinking fountain. That's all I had. This is my only defense.
Man, how old are you?
Seventh grade.
The same exact thing happened to me when I was in third grade, for the record.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I will admit that was because I accidentally peed in my pants a little bit.
Well, yeah, I think that's what happened to me.
But I blamed it on the water fountain as well.
I still don't want to admit it now.
But you were in seventh grade.
Yeah.
Wow.
This was, okay, third grade, it's like, oh, well, that happens, but that's sad, nobody forgets. Seventh grade, like, nobody forgets that. So I blame it on the water fountain. Honestly, I got out of it. Nobody ever knew. Nobody ever figured it out.
Nobody ever brought it up, but someday... I mean, still to this day, somebody's sitting back like, dude, that one kid, Zach Lewis, totally pissed his pants. I saw it on the bus. I swear it happened.
Probably.
Yeah,
it was hard to get. Yeah. But
so I what, that prevented you as a grown man from using the urinal?
I could never use the urinal the same again.
Weird.
Ever. Every time I do it, I freak out. It doesn't work.
I don't mind it.
Shy bladder.
Yeah.
That's what that is. So, hit the stall, problem solved. Can shake everything off, no problems.
Well, see, I used the stall for a long time because my hang-up was a splash bag because I'm a clean freak. Mm-hmm. I'm ultra-hygienic. I can't help it. OCD, even, one would say.
Right.
Anyway, but I always would notice that maybe like I could feel, maybe it's psychological, I don't know, a little bit of residual splash when I would pee in a urinal. It could fly back on my arm or my hand.
I still feel like that's true.
And that's grotesque to me. So my alternative for years and years, Brett, feel free to weigh in on this if you like. For years and years, I would pee into the toilet bowl because I thought it prevented that until one time in the summer when I realized that if you wear shorts, you can feel it on your legs a little bit coming off the bowl.
From the bowl?
From the bowl.
I've never experienced.
So that's
that.
When I had to find an alternate method.
I don't wear a lot of shorts though. Yeah. Look, I'm still on board with the whole urinal thing as far as splashback is concerned. I'm convinced if somebody sprayed me with some luminol and hit me with a black light, I would be covered in who knows what.
Yeah.
I know, but I don't want that to be the case.
Me
that
either.
That horrifies me.
I still feel like the
gives
bowl,
me nightmares.
As far as splashback is
it's
concerned,
like where the wild things
the
are.
The bowl has got to be the way to go.
It can't be. No. I'm telling you, I found a way that it's the solution, but your hang-up may be different. Brett, go ahead.
Apparently, like when you get older, though, you, like, you know, you said you had the wet stain in your pants. Like,
sure.
Apparently, the older you get, the more that that happens, because like it'll start like trickling. Like, right. You know, when you're younger, you can just shake it off and go about your business.
Skirt tracks is term. I just didn't want to say it.
I've never heard that.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah. No, that's something that you'll slowly start to experience.
The more and more you'll have some residual droplets that come out. I've heard, you know, I'm a big fan of Howard Stern, and he accurately documented all of this in his life. So,
right.
I thought that was just called incontinence.
No, it will happen.
It is a thing.
It's a thing, absolutely.
But that doesn't happen to somebody in seventh grade. I mean, maybe it does. I don't know.
No, yours was obviously a control issue that comes with age. I mean, probably should have come a couple years earlier, but you know, it happens. The best of us. You got overly confident and you sprayed your pants a little bit. Big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, as an adult looking back, I can look back and laugh.
Look, I'm telling you, man, my way is rock solid, though. I'd give it a try.
All right. Yeah, I want
to
hear this.
I'm not talking about, you know, to deal with your psychological hangups on it, but I'm talking about from a cleanliness aspect, this totally works. Now, most urinals, you stand there and you look, and there will be two corners. You know, there'll be the thing in the center, and then there's two corners in the ceramic.
Sure.
What you do is you aim for the wall, the side of the wall. I go to the left because that's the way the diagram showed me, and hit it right at the corner. And it creates this sort of like trickle where it hits and just runs down, like right in the bowl, and nothing splashes back on you. Not on my hands, nothing.
Like up into the left or down into the left? You know,
I usually keep it pretty even, pretty straight ahead, so to speak.
Straight shooter.
Yeah, but every time I've done it, it was great. Since the very first time I tried it, it works.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, where'd you find this diagram?
Dude, I don't remember. I wish I could share it from the show's page or something.
I was hoping you'd come up with this on your own.
Well, God, I wish I had. No. I've tried for, however long I've been peeing on my own, probably, 25 years, I've tried to come up with something like this and never even come close.
Now, so you mentioned a theory a few weeks back to avoid this as well. A little different.
Right, remember? Right. The aiming directly for the center I saw in Mansers.
Aim directly into the hole of the grate.
It's for the birds.
Or stand further back.
No, that's terrible.
Because that brings its own set of
problems. I think that brings a bigger blast radius.
Agreed.
Really? Okay.
No, the aiming for the center thing was bogus. I never should have gone with it.
Really?
Yeah. No, this one is way better. I immediately abandoned that as soon as I found this one.
But you were using it for a while.
Oh, I used it for years. I thought it was the way to go. But I would still feel a little something every once in a while.
So
sometimes I would wonder if it's maybe in my head or if I'm actually feeling the pee hit my hand. But I'm telling you, the way I'm doing it now, there's nothing. I felt nothing.
I got to try this out.
Dude, it's great.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you'll love it.
Next time we're going to break, I'll give it a shot.
What made me think of this, though, is because I abandoned the embarrassing body habits thing because that sucked, I had surprisingly divisive pooping habits because everybody's different. And I know you guys have gotten on me on the show before because I used the Clorox.
Yeah.
So everybody has their own weird pooping habits. But this one is a poll where it gives you a direct percentage, and I like that I have the facts right in front of me, and y'all don't, because I want to ask you guys about these. What percentage would you say of people look at their poop before they flush?
Okay, well, I'd certainly say a majority.
Okay, I'm with you there.
Okay.
So far, I'm with you.
All right.
I don't.
I'm on the right track. I don't think you do either.
I didn't for a long time.
Oh, do you now?
The way I do it now... what I like to do is get rid of it as soon as it's out of my body.
Right.
Almost like surgery. I want to remove the foreign bodies as fast as possible. Almost so as soon as it's out, I hit the lever. But I look down like past my crank, like through, like between my legs.
Between the legs.
And like lean up a little bit so that I don't get splashed with the poo water.
Yeah.
And like look, and then I'll see like what it consisted of, just to make sure there isn't any like weird coloration or anything like that. Right. Especially with the stick with my gallbladder I got going on.
No, that stuff can tell you a lot.
I make a point to do it at least like once a week. Is that weird? Like.
No, it's like you want to make sure that you're being somewhat healthy.
Considering I do it almost every time, no, I think once a week.
I think most people do. That's why this fact did not surprise me. It says 82% of people do.
82%.
Yes.
I would have guessed like 60.
All right, well, we really need to take a break, but I have 20 more of these that I really want to talk about.
20?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I have a couple more things on my list for this week, but I really want to come right back with this. What do you think?
Let's do it.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with you on the Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190.
The party going after the show with exclusive content available only at facebook.com/thestatusbroshow. Real guys, real conversation. This is the Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190. I see trouble coming.
And we're back on the Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling. with Zach D. and Blood Lewis.
Hey.
Our producer, Brett, filling in.
Howdy.
For the co-host formerly known as Andrew. Before the break, we were talking about a very sophisticated topic. The only way we do it on our show, I think it was, what, pee and poop?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Anyway, interesting nonetheless. Surprising pooping habits that a lot of people have. Although the first one on the list was looking at your poop, and that wasn't surprising. It even said 80-something percent of people do that.
Yeah, most people.
I really don't do it. So I thought it might be weird that I don't do it, but I really just don't want to see the mess that has just evacuated my body. Yeah, Brett, you said you always do it?
Oh, yeah. At least I make a point to do it, like, at least, like, once a month or once.
I thought you said once a week.
It depends. Like, I don't know. Is it weird to have that kind of, like, subconscious, like, check in your mind to want to do that? Like,
no, I don't think so.
Like, but you're staring at your
look,
own
crap. Look, I can't hate to ask. I mean, I can't help but ask. Is being gay factored into it? Factor into that?
Yes, especially after, well, I'm a top, so.
Okay, see, that was a question I wanted to ask.
Yeah. If you're a bottom, I'm sure, oh, God,
but
I can't imagine.
But don't lie to me. Come on. It has to have gone both ways. We have to explore that evidence.
Oh, yeah, I've done
that's
it before.
Okay,
yeah,
that's what I wanted to know.
Especially after doing that, of course you do that.
But, you know, we can talk about normally on a day-to-day basis. Now, I have to ask, on a normal day-to-day basis, have any of you guys ever experienced actual blood in your stool?
No.
Me either.
That's something.
But I can tell you I've definitely had it. I thought it was in my stool, but it's not. I've definitely had it from over-wiping.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's happened.
And it freaks you out.
It totally freaks you out.
Yep.
And then you read online, you're like, if it's bright red, it means it didn't come out of, it came from, right. And then,
then you're like, do I have, like, some weird
exactly.
cancer?
Exactly. Like, do I have colon cancer at a young age or some rare form of cancer? Who the hell knows?
Yeah, I went too far.
Yeah. All right, number two on this list, and you guys got to be honest with me on this. Do you pee in the shower?
All right. Not often, but every once in a while.
But you will if you're dying.
Oh, yeah.
Because, if you have to pee a little bit and your mind is preoccupied and you're concerned with other things, you might jump in the shower not thinking that you already had to pee. And as soon as that hot water hits you, it might bring out your innermost pee desires.
Of course. It's like hearing a waterfall.
Yeah.
That's one thing that I have never done or understood for some reason. Every one of my boyfriends has done it. Most guys do, but for some reason, I just, like, it disturbs me.
I'm with Brett on this.
Like, it makes me want to throw up.
You've never done
it?
I did a couple times as a little kid. As a grown man, never, not once.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong.
It weirds me out much more when chicks do it, because a guy can at least aim straight into the hole if you were going to. I don't. It's just, I'd like to keep those things separate. The shower's where I get clean.
I get why chicks do it. Totally makes sense. Chicks have to go to this whole process just to go number one.
Picturing it is so gross. Of a girl like squatting over the hole of the shower. Oh, my God.
Okay, I don't think that happens.
Dude, that's true. As soon as I remember this even from being a kid when I would do it. The steam like accentuates the smell. It's kind of like when you fart in the shower. It's the same thing.
That is kind of true.
So I'm sure you smell it even more, especially if it's like a dark brown urine. If you're spitting out the amber, you're going to smell it.
Well, that doesn't happen to me.
Frothy. Like.
You never have the dark brown pee? You're dehydrated?
No, I don't get dehydrated.
No.
See me. I drink water all the time. I got a water bottle at work.
Yeah, you do.
I consistently stay hydrated. It's important.
All right. Well, this survey said that 48% of people do it frequently. 31% say only rarely, which is what you would factor into, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then 20% say absolutely not, which is Brett and I.
To clarify, I don't think girls squat over the hole.
That's just
disturbing. What do they do? Just stand there?
Yeah.
And let it get on their feet and then, oh my God, how gross.
You're in there to get clean.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. They're in the shower. Why would they bend down and do that? That's even more work than just sitting on the can.
That is so vile.
Kevin the feminist.
Hold on, Brett. Go ahead and start the clock anyway. We'll edit this out later. I just want to, I think we're about three
I'm
minutes
sorry.
In.
Fucked up.
Three?
I love these moments.
What do you think? Three or four?
Probably.
All right, let's continue. Okay, on the next one, though. On the toilet, which hand do you wipe with?
Dominant hand. It's got to be. Right? Your dominant hand.
This study would suggest that yes, your dominant. It says 13% do it with the left, 87% do it with the right. But that's something that's weird for me because I do almost everything right-handed. I throw a baseball right-handed. What are some other right-handed?
You swing a bat right-handed.
Swing probably. Right-handed, golf right-handed. I shoot a gun left-handed.
Everything right-handed?
No, I throw a beat with my left hand. That's what you're asking. For manual stimulation, I use the lefty.
See, I do too.
Do you really?
But are you left-handed?
No, I'm right-handed.
Oh, see, I am left-handed.
Oh,
I
no.
do everything else with my right hand.
Yeah, I thought I was I guess I am.
I write left-handed and I...
That's the only thing I do with my
and
left
shoot a gun
hand.
Left-handed.
No, I'm pretty much almost always righty. Although, as far as swinging a bat in a golf club is concerned, I do lefty.
That's weird, though. I never heard of a dude who would rub one out with the non-dominant hand.
I've never heard of that either.
That's weird.
I don't understand.
How'd you get into that?
I don't know.
All right. Hey, go with what works, man.
This next question, by the way, is the one of the few times I wish there was a broad on the show.
All right.
Number four, women, do you change your do you change your tampon after going number two? Do you think a chick would?
I can totally get why they would.
If I were a chick, I think I would.
But at the same time, I get why they wouldn't. That's totally objective.
What?
Or subjective, I suppose, depending on the chick.
Well, you know what the numbers are on that?
Probably mostly not.
50-50.
Whoa! That bothers you, doesn't it?
All right. Do you pull your pants all the way down to poop?
As opposed to where? Just like your knees?
Yeah, like just to where it's right above the knee, yeah.
I go to the ankle.
I did just above the knee for a long time.
Yeah?
Oh, I would say into my early 20s for sure.
What made you switch?
I don't know. I
was it to keep your pants from getting dirty?
No, mine was really just I have a spontaneous and not very cooperative beehole, is what I would say. Like, I mean, it will even when I have a nice solid poo, it will come out, and then there's just always a little bit left that it's just my body does not want to get out.
I had
and that bothers me. So eventually, I was like, dude, I'm not gonna lose this battle. So I started pull all the way down the ankle, spread the legs out a little bit, where I can get some, you know, force, some dominant position there. And push and try, but it, you know, it still ended up nowhere. Anyway, after that, I adopted the all the way to the ankles thing, which now I do every single time.
Yeah.
I had a roommate in college who could only take a crap if he took all of his clothes off before getting in the bathroom
I've
and sitting on the toilet.
I've heard of that as well.
That creeped me.
Dude,
I was like,
so gross.
I was like, what are you doing? Like, I walked in there.
Dude, I felt so vulnerable and uncomfortable, like being naked on that. No way.
Yeah, I don't get what that comes from.
Okay, but I think this question is, do you take them all the way off, not to the ankles? Because 85% said no and 15% said yes.
All the way off or not? I don't take them all the way off.
Yeah, nobody. I think that's more like what Brett was talking about. But that you saying he got completely naked?
Yeah, complete, like shirt, everything off. I was like, you need to go see a psychiatrist.
Takes off the wristwatch.
Like, there is something wrong with you.
Takes off his socks?
This one is a killer question.
All right.
I love this. What do you do with your pants when standing to pee? Because I see some different, you know.
What do you mean? At the
some variations here. Yeah. Do you unbuckle your belt and undo the button and unzip your fly to pee?
Now, see, this is something you and I have discussed. I go 100%. I unbuckle, unzip, unbutton, everything. I even pull the boxers down most of the time. Whereas you just go the easy way. Now, given always...
Unzip, through the fly, boom.
Yeah.
Every time.
Through the fly, it seems like it'd get caught up.
See, that's what I'm concerned about. I'm too afraid.
Like,
I've never had an issue.
Yeah. I don't know.
It is so much less work, but... heartburn. Occasionally, I've had to go that route where I undo everything, but that's only if I'm wearing button fly pants or jeans.
Really?
Yeah, then I have to. Then I don't have a choice.
Right.
Yeah, I say, well, you got to do it every time.
You already get through like five buttons. You might as well go all the way.
Dude, it's so nice just to be able to unzip the fly, pull out the crank, take a quick squirt, and then be done with it. Like, that's the best. Not have to unbuckle and unbutton and have all the noise of it and the awkwardness. Terrible.
Do you think that might be a matter of endowment? I think it is. Yeah, I think that makes a difference.
Well, you think guys with bigger cranks just pull it through the fly?
Yeah.
I don't think that's
No, I think it's because the other way, right?
What?
I think it would definitely go in the favor of big cranks just pull through the fly.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
To pull it through the fly, but through the boxer and through the whole thing. Like,
That means like, you got a lot of length there to go through all those layers.
It's easier to pull down the thing and have it.
I'll be honest. I don't have a whole lot of room to pull here. I just don't.
This study says that 65% of men pull it through the fly, you know, as opposed to 35% who do the whole thing, who do the whole deal.
Maybe I'm doing it wrong.
Are you talking about the
boxer
fly?
Oh, no, this is, I think actually it went against me. 35% pulls them down part of the way and 65 undoes, I don't know.
You're talking about the boxer fly or the fly?
Both.
Oh.
Yeah, your phone keeps right out there. God, I'm going to have to do so much work on this show.
Look, my plan, next time I go to a urinal, not only am I going to try to pee through the fly, both flies, but I'm also going to try to pee into the corner. We're going to see what happens.
Dude, give it a shot.
I will.
It could be very enlightening for you. This could be...
I'm going to give it a go.
This could be a big thing for you.
I'm going to be so disappointed if I've gotten through almost 23 years of my life and I've been doing it wrong.
We'll check back on next week's episode. Number seven, Do you text on the toilet?
Yeah.
At home.
Oh, I do it anywhere.
Yeah. Okay. To clarify, you don't use the toilet anywhere. Well, you do
true,
sometimes.
But if I have to use the toilet in a strange place, in a public place, man, yeah. I need to take myself out of that situation, pretend I'm somewhere else. I use my phone for that every single time.
Agreed.
I'm never an away game goer. I always have to be at home. Like, I can't go.
Oh, me too. I have to. Zach knows. This has been something that's been very hard for me to overcome, but sometimes I'll spend days, you know, at the station or whatever, and I had to adopt to it. But when I do, I have a whole ritual for how I go downstairs in the foyer, in the, you know,
yeah,
the lobby.
I can't
go
that.
In there. I eventually was able to get to that point, but
and I'm all nervous.
It's a whole process.
I think Brett eventually becomes so miserable in one of these situations that you'll have to do it. It's just
I've had to do it before. It's just
that's what I'm saying.
When I have to,
I only
it's
do
a miserable,
it when I have to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I got it so backwards. I won't pee at a public urinal, but I'll use a public stall like it's nothing.
Will you answer the phone on the toilet?
No.
Me either.
Nope.
No way.
Nope. Every once in a while when I'm in a bathroom and you hear a guy answer the phone, it's so
sometimes
awkward.
Sometimes,
like,
even
doing?
If I'm at home, I won't do it. Even if it's like a really important call, I'm just like, ugh,
nope.
Can't do it.
What about if you're just, you know, going the number one? What if you're just peeing?
Yeah.
I still won't be on the phone. That still bothers me. Now, given the mute option on the iPhone is fantastic. I feel like that's 90% of the reason it exists, but
true.
I won't do it. No, nope.
I don't get those guys who like have conversations in the stall.
I don't
can't
get that
do
either.
It.
I can't do it, dude. No way.
I'm too exposed.
Well, when you do wipe, though, do you sit or stand?
Stand.
Mine's a combination.
It's kind of both, but I would
like
lean more towards stand.
See, now everybody
sit.
Has a different wipe technique. I'm a huge fan. I think I coined this term. I'm a huge fan of the pinch. The pinch is kind of my method or whatever. It's where you kind of take the TB like this and you bring it up to the bottom of your bum and you kind of pinch it. Like you bring it all together just to encompass anything that might be in the airway. So I'm not spreading anything around. I do that a couple of times. And then once the area is moderately clear, then I'll stand up and, you know, go
and look
deep.
At it. Yeah. I only do it. Like I only look at it after I get all that. Like some people like do it, you know, right. Like they
right.
Like
I can't immediately stand up. Oh, that's just too gross.
Yeah.
Right. Oh. Now I'm a back to front guy. No, sorry, I'm a front-to-back guy.
Always front-to-back. Don't sweep
front
stuff
to back.
Into the
sorry,
kitchen.
I was gonna
what
say,
are you thinking about?
There was a guy on our show that used to be back-to-front.
Was
you
there?
Remember? Yeah.
Oh, gross.
You remember?
That's nasty.
Vaguely.
Yeah, I remember.
But you know, like,
once
I stand up, that means that's when I'm really, you know, I'm going subterranean.
Front-to-back.
I will take the TP and I'll almost use my finger like a Q-tip. Like, I get way up in there.
Yeah. Subterranean.
Well, if anyone is looking for any unique gift ideas to get the host of the show, I would love some baby wipes or an alternative method to perhaps use in my cornhole.
Was that a National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation reference?
It was a little bit. My birthday is coming up in August. Don't forget, I'm going to be 30.
It is.
Yeah.
We need to do something big.
Nothing says 30 like some baby wipes for your butthole. Anyway, that's pretty much all the time we have for this week. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling. Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Thanks.
Our producer, Brett.
Thank you.
You can catch me on 97.1 The Eagle from 7 p.m. till midnight tomorrow night. We'll see you guys next week on the Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190. Give a toast to the sun, drink with the stars, get thrown in the mix and tossed out of bars. Sip the Tijuana, I wanna roam, find old town, telling fools to come back home. Start an escort. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, or visit our website at thestatusbro.strikingly.com. This is The Status Bro.